He finished and cast the corpse aside onto the floor, just as he had the used-up, desiccated corpses of the rats. Nigel, that dedicated, bustling butler, had disposed of those. He would not dispose of this one. Nigel stood silent, no matter how many times Mordred bawled, "Nigel, I need you." Around the robot, the smell of charred plastic had grown strong enough to activate the overhead fans. DNK-45932 stood with his eyeless face turned to the left. It gave him an oddly inquisitive look, as if he'd died while on the verge of asking an important question. What is the meaning of life, perhaps, or who put the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? In any case, his brief career as a rat and bumbler catcher was over. For the time being, Mordred was full of energy. The meal had been fresh and wonderful, but that wouldn't last long. If he stayed in his spider shape, he'd use up this new reservoir of strength even faster. If he went back to being a baby, however, he wouldn't even be able to get down from the chair in which he was sitting, or once more put on the diaper, which had, of course, slid off his body when he changed. But he had to change back, for in his spider shape he couldn't think clearly at all. As for deductive reasoning, the idea was a bitter joke. The white node on the spider's back closed its human eyes, and the black body beneath flushed a congested red. The legs retracted toward the body and disappeared. The node, which was the baby's head, grew and gained detail as the body beneath paled and took on human shape. The child's blue eyes, bombardier eyes, gunslinger eyes, flashed. He was still full of strength from the bumbler's blood and meat. He could feel it as the transformation rushed toward its conclusion. But a distressing amount of it, something like the foam on top of a glass of beer, had already dissipated. And not just from switching back and forth, either. The fact was that he was growing at a headlong pace.